Lots of people come to the Adirondacks of New York State to enjoy the fishing. What may look commonplace, though, has changed much over the years. While the fishing is still great, there is a story behind the fish being caught and how to help those species thrive in the future. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Adirondacks of New York State are a beautiful place, a spot that many come to fish today. The fish in these waters, though, have changed over time.
If you were to look 100 years ago at an original, untouched Adirondack pond, really you would only find about four species of fish in there, which we do have represented here at the Wild Center. That would include the lake trout, the brook trout, white sucker, which is a baitfish species, and brown bullhead.
Walleye, pike, bass, and perch were all added to these waters over the years to provide more sport fishing opportunities. Nicole Morin shares the story from the Wild Center, which helps people understand the animals of the Adirondacks. One challenge for fish species here is how perch interact with trout.
One of the number one issues is the yellow perch. They are a great sport fish. Lots of people like to ice fish for them. They're absolutely delicious, but they eat trout eggs. And our trout populations are facing pressures from that predation on their eggs, but also through climatic changes and the warming of our waters. Our trout need really cold, high oxygen waters.
Warming waters have allowed less oxygen to reach lower levels of the lake to help those trout. Nicole says reduction of acid rain has helped, although you might not see it at first glance.
Healthy lakes now are actually starting to go through this browning phase where you're having all the natural tannins from the plants coming back in, and it's a sign of life returning to the lakes. So believe it or not, if you're here in the Adirondacks, a lake that is a little browner, slightly clouder, is likely going to be healthier than your perfectly clean swimming hole.
Nicole grew up in the area and loves the chance to share the story of the animals and the region with others.
One of our goals is to have people leave here with a more engendered sense of passion for the natural world and a love of what they're seeing out here.
Traveling the countryside in Tupper Lake, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.